This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3368 for Wednesday, the 30th of June 2021. Today's show is entitled InfoSec Podcasts Part 4, Social Engineering Podcasts, and is part of the series Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Trey and is about 7 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, presenting my favorite information security podcasts, which focus on social engineering.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, my name is Trey. I'd like to start by giving special thanks to Taj for sharing Audio for Podcasting Episode 2 Equalization, Hacker Public Radio Episode 3345. I will be trying to apply some of his advice in this recording. In case you have not heard my previous episodes, this introduction may be helpful. If you have already listened to my previous 3 episodes, I apologize for this sounding redundant. Why am I recording this series? As I reviewed the HPR list of recommended topics, what podcasts you listen to jumped off the screen at me, because I'm passionate about information security. We desperately need people to fill InfoSec jobs in many different specialties, including security operations, engineering and architecture, governance, risk and compliance, application security, security education, and many more. InfoSec is a rapidly changing field, and it is critical to stay current, so as a result, I listen to tons of InfoSec-related podcasts. Because there are so many podcasts to list, I have broken them down into 6 different episodes based on the topics. Part 1 was News and Current Events. That was episode 3324. Part 2 was General Information Security Podcasts. That was episode 3334. Part 3 was Career and Personal Development Podcasts. That was episode 3344. You're listening to Part 4, Social Engineering Podcasts. Part 5 will combine Hacks and Attacks, Technical Information and Learning Podcasts, and InfoSec Community Social History Podcasts. Then we'll wrap it up with Part 6, Information Security Leadership Podcasts. So Part 4, I'm talking about social engineering, and I want to note that social engineering has a special place in my heart. In a previous life, I developed and ran the security awareness program for a large organization. I based the program on many of the threats we experienced on a daily basis, and the challenges users encountered and sometimes fell for. As a result, much of the material addressed detecting and reporting social engineering attacks. The first podcast I'd like to share with you is the Hacking Humans podcast. It's hosted by Dave Bittner and Joe Kerrigan, and it's sponsored by a company called KnowBefore. This is a weekly podcast where they discuss social engineering. They have a lot of interesting guests, they share different social engineering attacks, and you may even get to hear Dave Bittner do a voice impersonation or two. It's a really amazing podcast. It's not overly technical. It's great to share with your family and friends, anyone who you think might be susceptible to being scammed. You can find the podcast by Googling Hacking Humans Podcast, or you can click the link in the show notes. The next podcast I'd like to share is the Social Engineer Podcast. This is hosted by Chris Hadnagy and is part of the social-engineer.org organization. This was a monthly podcast, but they've recently increased in frequency. They're doing more of these podcasts, and it's just amazing content. The Social Engineer podcast provides a deep dive into the science, psychology, and application of social engineering. And Chris also runs the Social Engineering Village at DEF CON. I met him for the very first time back at DEF CON 24, and I watched in amazement his talk there during that particular DEF CON, and then watched as he ran the Social Engineering Village and had people that were there trying to vish, that's voice phishing, trying to solicit information from organizations over the telephone to gain certain flags. It was the SECTF, the Social Engineering Capture the Flag competition. It was lots of fun. But Chris is just an amazing person, a font of knowledge. He's written two books that I strongly recommend, Social Engineering, The Art of Human Hacking, and his most recent book, Human Hacking, Win Friends, Influence People, and Leave Them Better Off for Having Met You. And that's really one of the themes of his whole organization is, even though they're trying to get people to do things that they know they shouldn't do in order to educate them, they want to leave them better off for having met them. They don't agree with any of the fear tactics that a lot of other organizations have or that a lot of criminals use. They are very positive. I also want to recommend that, you know, Chris has founded an organization that allows them to apply their social engineering skills in a very positive way, and that is the Innocent Lives Foundation. With Innocent Lives Foundation, they're able to partner with law enforcement to help to use OSINT techniques to find people that are have committed crimes or are committing crimes and help to bring them to justice. You can find the Social Engineer podcast by Googling Social Engineer Podcast or by clicking on the link in the show notes. The final recommendation I have for today is the Privacy, Security, and OSINT Show by Michael Basil. This is a weekly show, and Michael Basil is also just an incredible individual. He has written two books that are currently active in print, the Open Source Intelligence Techniques episode, or the 8th edition was just released of the Open Source Intelligence Techniques book, and Extreme Privacy. Both of these books give you really good information, but his podcast provides ideas on how you can become digitally invisible, how to stay secure from cyber threats, how to make yourself a better online investigator. Lots of really good information about open source intelligence, privacy, and security. You can find the Privacy, Security, and OSINT Show by Googling Privacy, Security, and OSINT Podcast or by clicking on the link in the show notes. This was a short episode today, but I hope you enjoyed it, and I welcome any comments you want to leave, and have a great day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.